Welcome back to Vasper Today. It's December 11th, 2025, and we've got a packed show with some of the biggest crypto stories from this week. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah, ready to ask the questions you're probably thinking, but maybe too polite to say out loud. Alex, where are we starting?
Let's kick off with the US OCC's decision to let national banks act as crypto intermediaries. This is a huge regulatory milestone. For the first time, banks can officially match crypto trades for clients. Think of it as banks becoming the middlemen for your Bitcoin or Ethereum transactions, but without actually holding the assets themselves.
Wait, so banks can help you buy and sell crypto, but they don't have to keep any on their books? That sounds like a loophole for avoiding risk, or am I missing something?
You're spot on. It's called the riskless principal model. Banks just match buyers and sellers, so they're not exposed to wild crypto price swings. But here's the catch. It raises new questions about oversight. If banks aren't holding the assets, who's making sure trades are legit and the system stays stable?
Quick thought experiment for our listeners. Would you trust your bank to handle your crypto trades, or do you still prefer the wild west of exchanges? Because this could mean more trust and maybe less drama, but also more big bank bureaucracy.
Why it matters. This move could bring a flood of institutional money into crypto, boost liquidity, and make compliance easier for big players. But it also means regulators will be watching banks and the crypto markets like hawks. If you're a developer or a company, this could open doors to new services, but expect more paperwork.
And probably more, please hold while we verify your identity messages. But hey, progress.
Speaking of big banks, JP Morgan just issued $50 million in commercial paper on the Solana blockchain. That's a first for a major US bank using a public blockchain for real-world financial instruments.
Okay, so for the non-bankers out there, commercial paper is basically short-term IOUs that companies use to raise cash. But now, instead of paperwork and waiting days, it's all happening on Solana, fast, transparent, and using USDC stablecoin.
Exactly. Picture this scenario. You're a company that needs to raise funds overnight. Instead of calling your banker and waiting for approvals, you tokenize your debt, settle instantly, and investors can see everything on chain. It's programmable finance, 24/7.
Why it matters. This isn't just a tech demo. If more banks follow, we could see capital markets running on blockchains with fewer middlemen and lower costs. For listeners, it means your investments or even your paycheck could move faster and with more transparency.
And it's a big vote of confidence in public blockchains like Solana, not just private, walled-off networks.
Now, let's talk about a story that's less future of finance and more crypto cautionary tale. Terraform Labs' Du Quan just got sentenced to 15 years in prison for the Terra USD collapse.
This is a watershed moment for crypto accountability. Du Quan was behind a $40 billion stablecoin meltdown, and now he's facing real consequences, more than prosecutors even asked for.
Here's what this means for you. If you're building or investing in crypto, the days of move fast and break things are over. Regulators are watching. And if you mess up, intentionally or not, you could be looking at serious jail time.
For the industry, it's a wake-up call. Compliance, transparency, and risk management aren't optional anymore. This case sets a precedent that could shape how stablecoins and other crypto projects are built and regulated from now on.
And maybe, just maybe, it'll make founders think twice before promising the moon and delivering a crater.
Shifting gears, Gemini just got CFTC approval to launch regulated US prediction markets. That means you'll soon be able to legally bet on everything from election outcomes to sports scores, all within a compliant framework.
I love this. It's like Vegas meets Wall Street, but with more spreadsheets. For listeners, imagine hedging your business risks or just having some fun predicting the next big thing without worrying if you're breaking the law.
Why it matters. This legitimizes event-based trading and opens new avenues for speculation, forecasting, and even risk management. It also means more competition for existing players like Kalshi and Polymarket, and a sign that regulators are warming up to innovative financial products.
And after 5 years of regulatory wrangling, Gemini's persistence is finally paying off. Maybe patience really is a virtue in crypto.
Last but not least, let's talk about the Yearn Finance DeFi exploit. Hackers found a $9 million vulnerability in Yearn's YETH pool, even though the code had been audited.
Ouch. So even the safe DeFi projects aren't immune. For anyone using DeFi, this is your reminder. Just because something's been checked doesn't mean it's bulletproof.
Here's what this means for you. If you're a developer, continuous security testing is non-negotiable. If you're a user, be cautious, especially with older protocols. The good news is, Yearn responded quickly and recovered some funds, showing the space is maturing in how it handles crises.
But the bad news? Attackers are getting smarter, and the stakes keep getting higher, so double-check before you click deposit.
That wraps up another whirlwind week in crypto. From banks going crypto-native to founders facing justice and everything in between, 2025 is shaping up to be a pivotal year.
Thanks for tuning in to Vasper today. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and don't forget to check your wallet security settings.
We'll see you next week with more stories that matter. Take care, everyone.